But I think that all that not present here.
Yeah.
I think Govinda Bhakta was there. He can stay. You should be. They have gone. You can tell about the glories of the Advaita Acharya, how he lost the Chandra Mahaprabhu so quickly. What are his methods? And what are the characteristics of his life? You can really have a checklist there. You are telling some word or anything. Is okay?
Okay for you.
I'm okay. I'm worried for you all that there are so many persons, but air is very less.
Yes. How long does
it take? As you can do. No limit of time.
40 minutes.
40 minutes. And after that, I will tell.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defended that the first Krishna's desire to fulfill three greeds, Radha Pranayam, Mahima, Purusham, Vamadhyam.
Second
one. Buddha. The first is to understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani's love. The second is to understand the his own, Krishna wants to understand his own beauty as Srimati Radharani sees and perceives, which is super excellent and unexcelled. And the third is to appreciate the happiness that Srimati Radharani feels when she serves and pleases Krishna, when she experiences Krishna's happiness, the happiness that she feels. But Advaita Acharya, his part is that he was seeing how degraded living entities were in Kali Yuga, and it is the I think this is right, that he is the, he being none different from Mahavishnu, that it is the role, the function of Mahavishnu to bring the Yuga Avatar, right? So,
What is all? Bring Yuga Avatar.
To establish Yuga Dharma. It is the function of Mahavishnu to establish Yuga Dharma. So Naveen Prabhu was explaining that Mahavishnu, that Advaita Acharya, that he was thinking that the people are going so far away from religious practices that if he himself was to deal with the situation, that he would manifest his four arms and act in a most violent way. So is that he
should understand also this fact that in the Dwapar Yug, when Krishna actions of not coming. Or in Treta Yuga, when Ram himself not coming, then this Advaitacharya Mahavishnu says the roles of Krishna also. What Krishna? Then in Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna is not there, any Yuga avatar comes in Dwapar Yuga, and his name is Krishna, but not this Krishna. Also he comes in Treta Yuga in Rukma Varna. Rukma Varna means reddish color. And also in Kali Yuga he comes like Kalki, Brahman, Nrisimha, all are the manifestations of this Mahavishnu, Yuga avatar. So, Mahavishnu is qualified to establish Yuga Dharma.
So, just as in the previous ages, as Guru has just mentioned, when Lord Ram, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he is present, then there is no need for Mahavishnu to
establish
Yuga Dharma. And similarly, in Dwapara Yuga, as Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared. So similarly, there was no need for Mahavishnu to establish.
Also in Kali Yuga.
And also in Kali Yuga, by the calling of Advaitacharya, who is Mahavishnu himself, Sadashi, Mahaprabhu, he appeared. So similarly, there's no need for Kalki, who normally would come in Kali Yuga, to appear. So in this Kali Yuga, which is called Danya Kali, happens once in the day of Lord Brahma. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, then Kalki doesn't come. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Avatari, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he doesn't come in Kali Yuga, then Kalki descends. So
in Dwapar Yuga also. In all Yuga.
So, Advaitacharya, his mode of calling the Supreme Lord was that he worshipped the Lord with Ganga Jal, Ganges water, and
why he began to call? Because he also Sarvajna. Sarvajna means
all knowing.
He knew that my Prabhu, Krishna himself, want to taste and distribute the sprinkles of Braj Prem. So he called. Otherwise, why he will call? He knew these things because he is the manifestation of Baladeva Prabhu. So he knew all these things, and it was not certain till that time that when Mahaprabhu will come. He thought, why so late? This is the actual time. He should come just now. He will come, it is no certainty when he will come. And he is thinking that I will come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. So it may take a very long time for him. Perhaps he will come in the last of this week. So I want that he should come at once, because he thinks that we have no bhakti. Mayavadi to be explained everywhere. Kanigyan Yogi all sat there. So he was this time. If my Prabhu will not come, I will destroy whole world. I have created and again I will. So he what he process he adopted?
So he worshipped Shalgram Sila with Ganges water and told to the having with each two tulsi leaves the tulsi bud mandir, and in this way he worshipped about 7 or 8. I think the Buddha explained 7 or 8 tulsi leaves in this way daily, and called for the descent of the Lord.
Go on.
So, as Gurudev just explained, that the Yugavata generally will come at the end of the Yuga. Just as Krishna, he came at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Lord Ram, he also came at the end of Treta Yuga, and Kalki is to come at the end of Kali Yuga. But because of the urgency of the situation, also to fulfill the desire of the Lord, he called for the Lord to come, and he came. He came in the beginning of Kali Yuga. So as Vaisheshaya, in his childhood pastime, he was known as Kamlaksha. Kamlaksha means...
How he was worshipping? Only giving Tulasi and Ganga Jal to the lotus feet of the Shalagramshi. This was his
mode of worship.
No. By heart he was crying and weeping and calling. This is the process of Krishna. Not only Archan will do, but giving this and offering this, Ganga Jala and Tulsi is very good. And crying bitterly, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, come at once." Like this. This calling is called Kirtan. So by this he was doing. And that is why Krishna heard, and his asana was shaking. His throne was shaking in Vrindavan Guru. And he decided that I must go immediately.
So in his childhood pastime, he was known as Kamalaksha. Kamalaksha means lotus-eyed one, because his bodily form was very, very beautiful, and he had lotus-like eyes. So when one pastime is when he was a very young boy, his parents, they would go and worship deity of Durga, and Kamalaksha would go, but he would never pay obeisances. And this was disturbing the parents and other elderly people in the neighborhood. So one time they forced Kamalaksha that you go and you pay your obeisances. So Kamalaksha, he went in the temple room and he went to bow down his head. And at that time there was a big explosion. So everybody was wondering what's going on. What is the cause of this? That this boy must be... there must be something very, very special. So Kamalaksha, he explained that, "Well, I didn't want to pay but my obeisances, but you kept on insisting and you forced
what
me."
What became of the deity of Durga? At that time, he could not see
his conduct. So the deity exploded.
So if you are worshipping Krishna and having so many Ganesh, Shankar, all other deities, your bhakti will go away like that.
So then another reason is that Advaitacharya, being sons of Mahavishnu, that actually he is the husband of Durga. And Naveen Krishna Prabhu explained that it is not somehow proper for the husband to pay obeisances to the wife.
Yes.
So,
what was that? What did you say? Shadow.
Shadow, not Lakshmi.
Durga is the shadow.
This Maya is not real Lakshmi, but shadow of Lakshmi of Advaitacharya.
Kind
So,
Well, you were talking about why it actually exploded.
After that, what did you
say? That was the explanation that I remember.
Yeah.
One
so Mahaprabhu, he was always treating Advaita Acharya as a spiritual master. Oh, so there was another pastime. Because Advaita Acharya, he was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And also, Ishvara Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was similarly disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So, following the proper etiquette, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was treating Advaita Acharya as spiritual master, as one should treat the god brother as spiritual master. But Advaita Acharya, he was not happy because he could understand that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is sometimes chastising other devotees, and they're getting such mercy by getting the chastisement, and here I'm being treated in a worshipable way. So he devised a plan by which he would get Mahaprabhu to change his mood towards him. And in Shantipur, where Advaita Acharya he had his house, he started to study one Mayavad scripture, Yoga Vashishta. And he was studying the scripture, and then word got to Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu found out...
What he was telling? What was he explaining to audience? You are all... Brahma is no shape. You are the same. You have nothing to worship to anyone. Your wife, your son, all creatures and all everything which we see, all are for them. We want only mukti.
So he was preaching like this, and when Mahaprabhu found out, he became very furious, and immediately he ran to Shantipur, and he ran to the place where Advaita Acharya was. And he grabbed him and started slapping him, punching him, jumped on him, elbowing him, thumping him. So, in this way, Sita Thakurani, she was watching and she was seeing. She was thinking, oh, my husband is an old man. And Mahaprabhu, he's in the prime of his youth. My husband will die.
Nimai Pandit.
Nimai Pandit.
He's so young. So strong. My husband will die if he is doing so.
So, but at that time, after he had started to really work Advaita Acharya over, then Advaita Acharya then jumped up, and he was very, very happy that now he was being treated, and he was being chastised by Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu realized the truth, then Mahaprabhu was feeling himself quite bad, ashamed. So at this time, Naveen Krishna Prabhu explained that along with Advaita Acharya were three sons who had been hearing this Yoga Vashishta and engaging with him. But when Advaita Acharya, he came back to the fold of Bhakti, but these three sons, they still continued the path of monism, mind-body philosophy. And in this way, they got rejected by Advaita Acharya.
Not only three, but perhaps they were 7 or 8. And Atyut was the last.
And Achyutananda, who was the youngest son, he came back with his father but he continued along the path of Bhakti. So when Achyutananda was young, then he was inquiring, who is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And it was told that it's Keshav Bharati. So at this he became very disturbed that Chaitanya...
Another person came and he asked, anyone asked Advaita Acharya, who is the divine master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru? Then Advaita Acharya answered that Kesava Bharati is Guru of Sri Chaitanya. Then at once he was in the lap of Advaita Acharya. He was having uneasy. He wanted to give up his father also. And he came on this earth in slippery way. He came. And he was telling, I think that there is none in the whole world the Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself the Jagatguru. Hearing this answer, Advaita Acharya became so glad and happy. And he began to
walk.
Okay. So you are only my son. All are one. But you are telling this is true. But for ordinary persons, I told like that. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna comes to this world, he sends, then he accepts a guru to teach all others. But actually, Krishna Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Mahaprabhu, are really Jagat. There is no one else qualified to be the guru of Krishna himself. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. No Guru of Chaitanya. And then Achyutananda became so happy. Go on.
Then the Lord Krishna Prabhu also told pastime Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur that they were going to the place of Jagai Madai. And as we know, Jagai Madai, they were drunkards, constantly drinking, and where they lived, nobody would go by that way. No man, what to speak of female, would cross the path. So Nityananda, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they went, and they were going to tell them to take up the chanting of Hare Krishna. And Jagai and Madai, they chased them away. So this time, Lord Nityananda, he was very fast, to explain that because he is none different from Baladev, strong, fast, slender. But Haridas Thakur was biggish, and he was kind of lagging behind. So when they went, and they told Advaita Acharya, and then Advaita Acharya, he said,
became curious and outwardly very curious. And then he told,
he said, yes, you went to see two drunken people with another drunk person. And also Mahaprabhu, he's also another mad person. So I can understand that in this way that these four mad and drunken people, that they will dance together.
And they will make the whole world
dance. And they will make the whole world dance.
Drunkards and
mad.
Don't go to them, he told. To Haridasa. You should be careful of them and don't mix with them. You will see that tomorrow all four bankers will be together on Ganges Ghat and they will do so many things. Then Haridas Thakur began to laugh. Oh, I know you. You are taking pariksha of myself. You are
examining
me. I know if Nityananda Prabhu thinks anything, it will come true. So I have come to know that tomorrow all will be good bhakta. So don't try to cheat me.
So then the next day they went to see Jagai Madai, and they were drunk, and Madai, he took a clay pot and he threw it and it hit Nityananda in the head, and blood started to come. So then when news came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he immediately ran to the spot, and then he invoked his Sudarshan Chakra. But at this time,
how
So Nityananda Prabhu, he stopped him and he said, in this incarnation, that you do not kill the demons, but rather you destroy the demoniac quality. And then it was explained that actually Jagai had stopped Madai, tried to stop Madai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just invoked in him feelings of compassion and love, and he embraced Jagai, and immediately Jagai started to exhibit ecstatic symptoms. And meantime, Madai was looking, and he was thinking that Jagai has got embraced, so when will I get embraced? And he was waiting to be embraced, but no embrace was coming his way. So then finally, in exasperation, he said that, but Jagai is getting embraced, he's getting mercy, but we grew up together, we drunk together, we perform illicit activities together, so why he's getting embraced, I'm not getting embraced. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he explained that because he had made offense to Nittai, who is more dear to him than his very self, then he cannot excuse him from this. That if he wants to get mercy, then he has to go to Nittai and beg forgiveness. And upon begging forgiveness from Nittai, then he can get the mercy. He can be forgiven. So immediately he went and grabbed the feet, touched the feet of Lord Nityananda, and got forgiveness for this offense. And then he got the embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them, from that point on, they were imbued with Krishna flame.
Anything more?
Yes. There was also the pastime where Advaita Chaya was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, deceased father. And the system is that one will invite Brahmins to come and they will take prasad. And amongst the Brahmins, then there will be one who seems to be most senior, most respectable and venerable, and that person will be offered prasadam first. So Haridas Thakur, he was very humbly and sheepishly just staying out in the veranda, and all the Brahmins were seated inside waiting to be fed. And then Advaita Chari, he called Haridas Thakur in, and then Haridas Thakur didn't want to come in, and he grabbed him and he dragged him in and made him sit down against his will. And then he offered him the first plate of prasadam, which is offered to the most respectable Brahmin. So the Brahmin,
what he told? If you will take,
then this is thousands and thousands of Brahmins that are being fed. So he mentioned that time that because Haridas Thakur was reluctant, but he says, by you taking prasad, then this is like feeding thousands and thousands of Brahmins. But the other Brahmins who were seated there, they felt somewhat insulted, and then they left in a huff. So they were going and they were discussing among themselves how Advaita Acharya, he could do such a thing to invite somebody who, not only was he not a Brahmin, he was not even a Hindu, but he was a Muslim. How could they do such a thing? But then it started to dawn on them, but wait, this Advaita Acharya is very, very special. Remember when he was a child, Kamalaksha, and we tried to force him to pay obeisances in front of Durga, and then the deity exploded. So then they thought that he is such a great personality that whatever he says must be shastrically correct. So those who had some good fortune, they turned back and went back to Advaita Acharya's house and apologized for their behavior, and then they accepted prasadam and they were fed. And in this way, Advaita Acharya was pacified.
Very good. Today is the birthday of the Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. You know that how Sita Thakurani, Miss Malini Devi,
used to support and love Nimai and Nitai both when they were in childhood. Advaita Charya was more aged than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth at Mayapur, at that time Advaita Charya Prabhu's age was more than 60. It may be that at that time he was of 75 years old. And at that time, before the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who went to whole India, all the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, if they were in south, west, east, everywhere he went. And thus he passed so many 5 years of life in only touring of the pure religious places. He went to Vrindavan and he stayed near Madan Mohan temple. There is a great bus there near Ashtasati. And he anyhow found a deity of Madan Mohan. And he used to worship when he was there. And when he started from there, the deity told him to keep anywhere in Mathura. So he kept it in the house of Brahmin. And he went from here, he went to Mithila. Knowing Mithila, the birthplace of Sitaji in Janakpuri. Sita that outside of Janakpuri, Mithila, very old person, but rays are coming from his body. He is sleeping, keeping his head on the root of any tree, and tears are coming. Perhaps he is not in his senses. And he is singing some kirtan. Us samay mein wo, at that time he was uttering kirtan with inner of his heart. And that kirtan was Saat avasaita tabari bindusa sutamita ramadini. So he decided to Tahi Bhajabha Kamunna Veda. The meaning of this question. That Tatala Saikata Bhari Bindu Sama. Like a desert. That desert in this area also. Nothing growing, no grass, nothing. All this. Sahara, we have heard, in the desert Sahara, there are so many deserts like this. In Arab, in Muslim countries, big, big deserts are there, Sahara-like. And always sun makes them so hot that if in that season, summer season, when the balu, the sands are being like so, being so hot, if anything seed will be given, it will come out like Muri, you know, like Muri.
So like cooking.
And there can be die at once in them. So if it, a drop of rain comes in that desert, what it becomes? It vaporizes. And if that vapor will touch anyone,
it will be like so many girls will come out in our body. As if you heat any or some oil in a pot and it is boiling too hot, and if you give some sprinkle of water there, it will like turn. And if it touches anybody, then at all. So like this, Sutamita Ramani Sanatana. Our heart is desert. And if a bunda, a drop of some happiness filling in their children's wife and all other people, is like a drop. We are thinking that it is very pleasant, but it is like a hot vapor, and it will burn to you. For Krishna, that's all that can be. And I'm thinking that these things are poisonous things are matter for me. I sleep in the night, I waste my time with my wife and other children, in there wasting all my time in doing useless things of silly things, bad things, nonsense things. Now I have become old. I cannot do anything. Oh, Krishna said me, and because Adhita Chasha for an instant, and the silent standing and taking darshan. So that he is any Mahapurush, that personality. Otherwise he cannot utter like this, prevent their anger, he is pronouncing. Who are you? I am a bogus person. As what? That's my time, whole time. Now I become age of 100. What shall I do? Because the king, a special kavi in his country, like Sadhguru Bhattacharya, and more respect than him, he has from kings and others. He has beautiful wife and so many children, but in his last days, he has written so many songs of Krishna pastimes, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to read in his Gambhira Lila his songs. Chandidas Vidya, he was Vidya. I think that Advaita, he was more senior than Advaita in age, but he is this. So he met there, and I think that he would have met with Chandidas and all others also. So he was so powerful as Advaita. He prayed in his lotus feet that he would. They saw his mercy that he can know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who he was, and how he can, and he can say something of his mercy. And our hearts should be like that. Now, he says that, then I will start from. Krishna Das?
Krishna from me.
Or anyone? Have you got? No, we are now preparing to move. You see, without him. So that I may take credit. Swarup. Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Saite. Or any Krishna.
Manusha jana ma paya